my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and this Sunday is Father's Day. Oh, thank God for the dads. Dads, let's all renew our conviction that we're going to be a good father. A good father. You know, my days of fatherhood, they're gone, but they're not gone. Because now all of our kids are married. We have 14 grandkids. We have one great grandbaby, Beckon. Oh my goodness, he's a good little guy. And all these kids are in my fold. And I pray that God, as he expands our family, they'll have a father that is anchored in Christ. And then on Monday, oh, please pray for Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday till noon is our National Youth Conference, and it is going to be great. It's a missions theme. And I'm coming after these kids, and we brought in veteran missionaries around the world. They're flying in. And a great preacher, Brother Ricky Gravely from Georgia, is coming in to preach the keynote messages. And I'm just so very excited about what God's going to do. Here's a song, A Few Good Men. I'll have the singer sing it for us. I think you'll love it. Hey, let's be a good man on Father's Day.
What this dying world could use is a willing man of God who dares to go against the grain and work without a pause. A man who raised a shield of faith, protecting what is pure, whose love is tough and gentle, a man whose word is sure. God doesn't need an orator who knows just what to say. He doesn't need authorities to reason him away. He doesn't need an army to guarantee a win. He just needs a few good men, men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry, men who face eternity and aren't afraid to die, men who fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few.
Calls the broken derelict whose life has been renewed. He calls the one who has the strength to stand up for the truth.
Enlistment lines are open and he wants you to come in. He just needs a few good men, men full of compassion, eternity and aren't afraid to die, men who fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men, men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry, men who eternity and aren't afraid to die. Men who fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. He just needs a few good men. He just needs a few.
We just need a few good men. And that always, God always works great things through a remnant. I've read the life of William Borden getting ready for missions conference. I've read a couple of books on his life. And you know, he got to Yale. And he got to Yale Institute, and I forget right now the year, 18 something early, or 18, and he got there, no, 19, I'm sorry, and he got there, and he found it was full of drunkenness and debauchery and wicked living, and they started prayer meetings. You know, by the time he left, 4 years later, they had a revival on that campus. Then he went to Princeton, and Yale was a Bible college. And Princeton was established by the Presbyterians to be a Bible college. And all of a sudden, he saw the same thing, just wickedness and drunkenness. And he turned that nation, that school back to God after 3 years through prayer. Few good men. Here's a song, Safe in My Father's Arms. I think you'll enjoy it. Thank God for you men. Bible says, now these, chapter 10, Genesis 10, these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. You know that these men, they're going to all be divided up tomorrow, next week on Monday, into the nations of the world. And the nations of the world are going to be separated. God just planned it that way. And the Bible says this, that Cush begat Nimrod, verse 8, and began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore, it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. God gives tasks to people. And now he gives tasks to the three sons. Verse 20, these are the sons of Ham. Verse 22, these are the sons of Japheth. He goes through all the sons and their responsibility. Do you know that every one of us in life have been given a responsibility? Every child of God's been given a responsibility. You know, when you got saved, the Holy Spirit of God not only came into your life to live and reside with you forever, but not only that happened, he gave you gift and or gifts. There are 9 gifts of the Spirit. You know, when I got saved, I had no idea. I was a little boy. I had no idea that the Holy Spirit of God moved in my life. I want to say that I was at least in high school before I really understood the working of the Holy Spirit in my life. I had no awareness that the Holy Spirit moved in my life. I did know that, looking back, that I'd get really convicted when I sinned. I'd still have awful thoughts. I had a temper, and I was very self-willed, and I'd get mad, get upset, and yet I always immediately felt so bad about it, and I could confess it immediately. I could confess it to my sisters, and maybe my sister Jill is listening right now. My sister Judy is listening to heaven. I'm not sure, but I can remember trying to get right with them and be right. That was the Holy Spirit. I did not know that God gifted me at salvation. Now, you know, one of the gifts of the Spirit is to be a pastor. I did not know that till about age 22 or 23, I guess. I just realized that I was an assistant pastor and God was calling me to the pastorate. And it took several years to get into the pastorate. And then after I began to serve, I still don't know that if I really honestly knew I had the gift of the Spirit of God to be a pastor. But after a few years, I began to realize it. God in his wisdom gifted me. You see, that's the three sons of Noah. God gave each of them a responsibility for their area of living. And God gave them that responsibility for the purpose to fulfill his plan. And God's plan is that all the world would come to know Christ as Savior. Now, many of these boys, of course, their families all corrupted. They all turned away from God. But that's what you find out that God did. God did this. What's God's plan for your life? Are you supposed to be a Sunday school teacher? I'm talking to some folks right now that you say, well, I taught my whole life. I'm 60 years of age. I'm going to let the young kids do it now. That's not Bible. God says in Titus chapter 2, you're old now and you have finally something to say. Say it. God's gifted you with the gift of helps. Well, help till the day you die. God gifted you the gift of giving. Some of you can make money hand over fist, and some of you can't make money, but you can give money. Well, if that's your gift, then use that gift for the glory of God. Child of God, this is Saturday tomorrow, and Sunday is coming. Whatever gift God has given to you, use it for God's glory, that he might get praise as a Sunday school teacher, that he might get praise as a bus worker, that he might get praise as a person that works in the ministry there, helping around the house of God. Well, Saturday's coming, and let's make it a great day on Saturday. Sunday's coming. And I'll tell you what, we're going to have a great, great day on Sunday. Don't forget that it's Father's Day. Oh, make much of Father's Day in your church. Father, I want to thank you so much for Father's Day. And I pray there'd be a great day in every church in America and around the world. May we see many fathers come to know Christ as their Savior. May we see many fathers get back in the business of being a father. Bless each listener, we pray, and give them a good day and a good weekend. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.